The Iraqi National Security Advisor, Muwaffaq al-Rubai, said Iraqi forces are getting stronger and the need for U.S. troops in combat operations will decline soon.
We anticipate in the near term a relaxation of the requirement for coalition forces in direct combat operations.
The minister spoke in Baghdad one day after the long-anticipated report by General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker to the U.S. Congress. Petraeus said Iraq is difficult and frustrating, but in time, the United States can meet its objectives. He urged members of Congress who want to quickly withdraw substantial numbers of troops to be patient and give him and Iraq more time. But Petraeus indicated some American troops could head home soon. Iraq's National Security Advisor was grateful for the comments.
The government of Iraq welcomes the assessment of the situation in Iraq by Ambassador Ryan Crocker and General David Petraeus.
Rubai said the Iraqi military and police forces are now formidable and have taken over security from coalition forces in 7 of Iraq's 18 provinces.
We now have almost 500,000 trained soldiers and policemen in operation against the terrorists.
But Rubai said Iraq will continue to need support of the coalition for some time to train its forces and to deal with what he called a cunning, adaptive, and savage enemy. Shortly after Rubai spoke, the U.S. military announced that coalition forces had killed 15 terrorists in 2 raids in the capital, Baghdad. The U.S. military said another 13 terrorists were detained during the operations. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.